I am Father Kevin Shamagai, I'm pastor of Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Thursday is from Luke's Gospel. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. He has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things. The rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Every evening, the entire church prays the Magnificat we heard in today's gospel. We pray asking God the Father to show in our being his glory and power. The Magnificat is introduced by an antiphon. During these Advent days, we pray the O Antiphons. These antiphons praise Christ who is about to be born. Tonight's antiphon is, "O King, O Keystone." Jesus is acclaimed as the joy of all the nations and every human heart. Also, as the keystone supports an arch from crumbling, Jesus is the one who lifts us from falling and destruction. Every evening, we rest from the day. Christ in the church invites us to pray the Magnificat. We pray with the whole church. Christ is present with us, reminding us through the prayer of his mother. He is with us, helping, merciful, dreaming with us of a day ending all injustice and fulfilling every promise. The words of the prayer give us hope as we enter the evening and darkness of the night. May Christ, our King and Keystone, be our refuge against all evil and sin. These Advent days, come, Lord Jesus.